Welcome to The Social Podcast, where no discussion or debate is off limits.
Our next guest is a ridiculously talented human who has found success in many realms. He's an A-list name in Hollywood, a reality TV show host, and he's also the creator of an incredibly successful podcast, one of my favorites that's out there right now.
Incredibly talented guy, Canadian icon of comedy, of course, the one and only Will Arnett. Welcome back to The Social, my friend.
Hi, thank you for having me back. It's great to be here.
Well, we're delighted. We just have to talk about the podcast Smartless. I think almost everyone on The Social is a huge, huge fan. You came together with Jason Bateman and Sean Hayes, and this was a pandemic baby and a pandemic success story. You've had incredible names on there, George Clooney, Kamala Harris, Paul McCartney, to name a few. And I understand that this was actually your idea that you came up. I think you shared this story, that you came up with this idea, and then Jason Bateman was like, hey, I want in on this. Is that really what happened?
Yeah, that's basically what happened. I had been talking about doing a podcast, and then they called me, and Jason called me and said, I heard that you want to do this podcast, and Sean and I are going to do it with you. And they just snored in on my idea. And what can I say? They're friends of mine. So I just said, all right, come on. But of course, we had no idea what we were doing. We had no real plan. We just sort of put this together. It was actually a week before, it was the Monday before lockdown. And then all of a sudden we were locked down, and we just started doing it remotely, and it just went from there.
Sweet. And, you know, I love the idea that somebody always brings a surprise guest that the other two don't know about. Like for me, this interview, had you just woke me up at 2 o'clock in the morning and said, you're about to talk to Will Arnett, oh, this would be such a fun interview, but it wouldn't be for daytime television. So I'm just wondering how that is for you all, when all of a sudden you get a surprise guest. Like, how does that feel for you?
Well, it's fun. You know, for us, it just gives it that immediacy, just gives it that. So it's not rehearsed. You know, we don't rehearse any aspect of the show. You know, we've never once talked about what we're going to talk about on the air. We get going, we start recording. As soon as we're on, we're recording, and we've never once said, hey, let's talk about this or let's bring that. The only thing we ever talked about, we're like, oh, we got to make sure to mention, was when we mentioned that we were going on tour next February. And that was the only time that we've discussed. Other than that, it's just, it happens in the moment. So like, you know, you're on there, and if it's Sean's guest and all of a sudden Paul McCartney shows up, you're like, oh, wow,
what?
I better step up. Okay, Paul McCartney from the Beatles. And so you get, you know, the other two guys give you real reactions. Oh my gosh, I can't believe, I'm blown away. I've always wanted to ask you, who's your least favorite
Beatle? Let me grab my guitar. Whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's so great. I mean, you guys have just such incredible chemistry together, and there's like a brotherhood there, it feels like. But the guests also have an immediate kind of camaraderie with you, whether you've met them or not. One of my favorite guests, of course, was fellow Canadian Ryan Reynolds. You guys just had such a bond immediately. It was very, I laughed out loud. I'm wondering who has been, I know you don't want to pick favorites, but who's been like a favorite guest of yours, and maybe somebody who you're dying to get on the show?
Well, I can't say who I'm dying to get on the show because I don't want to give it away to Sean and Jason.
All right.
But so, you know, we always try to keep guests, you know, secret. We legit don't know who the other people are working on. Look, Ryan was awesome. LeBron was great. He was our anniversary episode, having him on. You know, there have been so many, some have been just great they're all great for different reasons. Like having Conan on last year, and then months later having Colbert on. Conan told a story about Colbert, and then Colbert made up a story about Conan and created this like drama. And then I texted Conan and I was like, have you heard what Colbert said about you on our podcast? And just that kind of stuff for me, just making mischief in that way is really fun. But then having like icons on like Paul McCartney, or you have George Clooney, or you have Marty Short, whom I love, who's the most hilarious guy. One of our first show, we had Dax on because we didn't know what we were doing in podcast space, and he does, and he's been doing it for a while. Will Ferrell, who is just, you know, I immediately was like, I got to get Will on here because he's the funniest dude. So there's just so many. And then we have these, you know, we had Kamala Harris on the day before she announced that she was going to be on the Democratic ticket. And then we had a few weeks later, Stacey Abrams on right in the thick of the election cycle, talking to us, explaining to us voter rights and how those are being stripped away. We're not a political show. We're not a very serious show. But to have people on who come on and can kind of inform us a little bit, it's awesome.
I love that you go there too. You know, you have this, it is very, very funny, but you know, I got teary eyed listening to Tiffany Haddish's story. And, you know, so you go into these different realms, even though it is very funny. The thing I noticed is, as somebody who works with my co-host, we have been in this show for a while. We love to, you know, make fun of each other or do some gentle poking, but you guys really go for it sometimes. I feel like Jason sometimes gets the brunt of it. But I just wonder, is there ever a moment where it kind of is like you call each other afterwards and be like, I'm sorry, man? Or is everybody just like, okay, I'm happy to be poked at?
Yeah, no, there's never been an apology either way. you know, we all have thick skin, and it is all out of love, of course, you know, and so I don't even want to analyze it too much. It is what it is. You know, we're just having a good time.
So even when you outed Jason Bateman for crapping his pants on Colbert, he was totally cool with that?
Yeah. I mean, you know,
That makes me love him even more.
If he wasn't cool with it, we would have cut it. We do have that ability because we don't record the show live. So there are moments where we have to like recut the thing, or we run out of, you know, whatever, they have to reslate. So, there's never been that moment. Like we also know like what we're comfortable with, and we have, there are sort of certain, yeah, I don't know. We trust each other. And again, nobody means any harm.
And of course, they rib you a lot about being a crazy Canuck, which I think is complete jealousy, because everybody knows the funniest people are Canadian. Hollywood would be so dull without Canadians down there making everybody laugh. But do you think there was some kind of an advantage for you being brought up here? I know your parents are from the Peg, which I like to call Red Hollywood because it's where all the Indigenous Hollywood stuff happens. Do you feel you had some kind of an advantage coming up here in Canada?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I always say that one of the things about being Canadian is that we grew up right kind of like up against the glass a little bit, you know, to put it in hockey terms. So, I mean, I think that that's and I think that Canadians can have a good sense of humor about themselves with each other. Sometimes Canadians can be can also be a little bit. Sometimes they get hurt, especially if an American says something. Canadians really get injured by that. I've spent so much time in both countries now over the last, I'm not going to say how many years, because I don't want to give away, even though you could just Google my age, but,
25, you don't look a day over 25.
Yeah, sure. but I think that there is, being Canadian just gives you a little bit of a different perspective, you know, which is, but again, I don't know if it's being Canadian or just being, you know, where I'm from, you know, my family, or just how I was when I came out of the womb.
I was going to say, you came out. Oh, my God, we're breaking it. Well, our next
guy. Of the womb.
Okay, clear.
I love how your mom also bugs you about swearing. And I love your reaction to. Anyway, it's very good. We just wanted to ask you a little bit of also about, we had Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon on the show recently talking about The Morning Show, which is a fabulous show. And of course, the second season is out and you are in it. So talk about the role that you're and how it came to be.
I'm not in it very much, to be honest. I mean, I know it's been funny. I kind of didn't expect to be in the trailer at all. I did it because it was a thrill for me to go and do it. And of course, Jen's a friend and wanted to kind of go on and just be part of it. So the fact that they included me was kind of fun. I was just going to do a couple days and I ended up doing a couple episodes. So again, like I'm not really featured in the show this year, but it was super fun going there and playing with those guys, and I'm friends with a lot of those people, and I'm a fan of the show, So for me, it was just fun to go and do and hang out with them for a few days and kind of go and have a few laughs. And, you know, I think that this season is going to be really good for people who are fans and for people who have never seen the show. It's a great opportunity to jump in there and see it. They do such awesome work. And there's so many great actors on that show. I've known Billy for years and years and years. And of course, Jen. I was just happy to kind of be included for a few days here and there and have a good time. And who knows? Maybe I'll come back. Doug, I played Doug, her agent. Very important role, ladies.
Listen, it's my opinion that, you know, who knows what much is, because when you flashed on the screen in The Sopranos, I was like, that guy's Canadian. That's Will Arnett. And he's on the freaking Sopranos. So one line or not, you were on the Sopranos. You know what I mean? So that's
you're
Craig
really keeping
right
track of who's Canadian out there.
Absolutely.
You're
like, I'm on
you really, you've got your Canadian radar is on high alert right now.
I am a first Canadian, so I'm on it. I'm watching everywhere. I know what's going on down there. And listen, in the morning show and also on this show now and pretty much everywhere, cancel culture, right? Everybody's talking about cancel culture. How do you think cancel culture is affecting the experience of being famous or being a celebrity in this day and age?
Just a light question.
Well, yeah, thanks.
Sorry.
Here's my soundbite that you guys get to load onto the internet. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just a guy who's, I goof around for a living, and life is tricky everywhere. No matter what you do, things are tricky. So, you know, and depends on how much you subscribe to anything or pay attention to anything. So I don't know.
Let me just change the angle on that question a little bit then, because I too am a comic, and you know, I'm a comic that fits a lot of those little areas. You know, I'm First Nations, I'm queer, I'm a woman, I'm menopausal, but I feel that comedy is the place I go to push things right to the edge. And even with all those things having said, I feel often a little nervous on the comedy stage now, because I'm always thinking in the back of my mind, now I can't go too far down this road, I don't want to get canceled. Do you find in terms of your humor, you feel hemmed in at all? People don't seem to get it's a joke.
Yeah, I think that jokes are jokes. And I think that it's all about intent. And what is your intention? If your intention is to hurt people or injure them or harm them, then that's no good. It's like, I'll take it back to your question before about SmartLess and about us giving each other a hard time. I said it, you know, my intention is never to hurt anybody's feelings, or never to hurt them or Jason or Sean at all in any real way. My intention is always sincerely to just have a laugh, and that's it. And it's all about intention and motive for me.
Nice.
Yep.
Good. That's a good soundbite.
We're not a soundbite show, though. Don't worry. We're not. I can feel.
If I see one soundbite come out of this show,
yeah. Don't you worry.
Where's my phone?
We're not a soundbite show. Let's talk about your voice, because it truly is one of the most iconic voices. We hear you in commercials, and of course, one of my favorite roles you did. My son loves it. Lego Batman. Can you ever get away and be incognito with a voice like that? Because I feel like you could be standing on a street anywhere, and people are like, "It's Batman." Does that, like, can you have to change your voice out in public?
Yes. Sometimes I have, and because I've had this experience where, like, during these weird times where I've gone to, like, order food or a coffee, and even wearing a mask, the mask has been such a great thing in the sense that sometimes you can kind of go places and you've got a mask on your face, and then so sometimes I've had the experience where I've, like, ordered something and then somebody recognizes me because of my voice. So I definitely have, and I've definitely, like, I'll sometimes pick up the phone, and I'll use a different voice if I'm not sure who's calling me.
It would be really
cool,
though. What
does that voice sound like?
Yeah. What is it? I can't tell you what it sounds like, because then they'll know.
Then you'll give it away.
Okay. All right.
It would be so cool, though, that you're working your minimum wage job and someone pulls up to your drive-through window and asks for, you know, quarter pounder with cheese and it's that voice. I mean, that's really making that poor person's day, really. So I think you should keep that voice out there. So
for, maybe,
you
know, maybe. Or also stuff. They're like, oh man, we got it. The guy with the voice is here. What a drag this dude is.
Him again.
Him again. I got to hear him on my TV and now he's at my work.
So listen, you are a daddy to three kids and you share two kids with Amy Poehler. No pressure to be funny, kids, none whatsoever. But we're in the middle of a pandemic and I don't have kids. And all through this pandemic, I kept thinking, oh my goodness, thank God I don't have kids. It must be so tough. What has it had been like co-parenting through a pandemic, trying to find your way through this COVID mess?
You know what? I actually hear, funnily enough, I've been able to hear so many great stories, like success stories of families and people coming together, which is, and certainly that's been the case for, that's been my experience in terms of like, hey, there's like something bigger that's happening here that's bigger than us and it's bigger than our little world. And so, you know, in terms of like co-parenting and doing what we got to do, it's actually ended up being a time of really coming together. And, you know, cause that's just really important and it's important to us to be a strong unit. We are. And yeah, it's been, in that sense, it's been really positive.
Yeah. There's been a lot of silver linings in strange places. During this. I mean, it's hard to say that, but yeah. I mean, this pandemic really has thrown so many of our lives out of order and, you know, travel in particular, moving around has been put on pause for a while, but things are slowly starting to shift and people really are starting to fantasize or think about where they're going to go to when they can. And I understand you're part of a campaign to help Canadians with that. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. I partnered with the folks at Amex Canada for the Amex Aeroplan cards, a bunch of cards that they have. And I really was drawn to the idea of like, you know, find your happy place, which that was their sort of their slogan. I was like, oh yeah, I can get behind that because I'm really excited for everything to open up, and get out there and get back. I just want it to be like a nonstop stream of high-fiving each other and getting into the world and experiencing it again. I love traveling. I love going out and meeting new people and just having that, you know, new experiences and smelling new smells and my eyeballs seeing things for the first time. So the idea that we're kind of like right now is a time where we can prepare for that and get ready to get back out there. That's awesome. And so Amex with their new Aeroplan cards has all this really great program of how you can accrue points and you can use them in all these amazing different ways. And I was like, yeah, that sounds pretty positive. And that's going to be something that everybody's looking forward to. And I can get behind that. And also I just really like airport lounges. Ooh, yeah. I just like to, I like to be comfy, you guys.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Good booze.
Yes.
Good, all the good stuff. And then they're like, so, and with these cards are like, you have access to way more lounges. I'm like, yeah, where do I sign up for that? That's what I want.
Oh my God. Well, thank you for being so generous with your time. We do hope that once things are a little bit safer, that you will come and visit us actually in studio again. Yeah. You know, congratulations again on the podcast and all your success.
Thank you so much.
Subscribe to The Social Podcast so you don't miss a fiery debate. Until next time, socialites.